All right, before Boris gets on, I have an opening bit I want to do.
Okay.
And it's going to rely on you playing along. I don't want to prompt you too hard because I want it to feel natural. So before we get started, Boris, this will be episode 672. And you're up to do the intro. Last time you were on, we were doing the cowboy, if I remember correctly. So we've moved on to the jester. So just basically kind of the same deal where you're just embodying this character, doing the intro. But you're very silly, you're very wacky, you're like perhaps a tad mad. You don't have to like lean too hard into that bit, but
okay. So this is like a Heath Ledger Joker type character.
It can be, but it doesn't have to be. You're a clown, a japester, a jokester. You can take that in a dozen different directions and no wrong answers.
Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 672. Here is your host, Tyler Dunblatt.
Oh, you fucking got me.
But for real, that's probably the best one we've done so far. I think that's my new favorite jester, I think.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear Sam put the bells under it and everything. That's going to be good.
Right. Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another fiendishly funny episode of Brews Day Tuesday. We've got Boris here. Boris coming in with a hot, hot jester. And I heard him cracking open his can. Do you have a hot, hot beer for us, Boris?
That's right. I do, actually. Check this out. Try this one on for size. Uh-oh. This is Lamplighter Brewing Company's Dad Bod. And you can see all kinds of different hot dad bods on the can.
Yeah. There.
This is an India Pale Ale, 7% ABV. Dad Bod is a full-body New England-style IPA, dry-hopped with a blend of aromatic hops. Notes of bright citrus lead to earthy and herbal undertones. Brewed in honor of dads everywhere and their bods. Thanks, Lamplighter. So let me,
I do think it's nice that... Oh, my God, what?
We'll get to you in time.
Ew!
Becca, we'll talk about your beer later. It's not your turn.
I know, but I gotta have Becca look at this.
Ooh. While Becca's taking a look at that, I kind of like this. I'm getting off like the IPA train over here. Like I find a lot of times I get an IPA, I just kind of regret it a little bit. It's like too much, too hoppy. But this is nice and balanced. It's like hoppy, but it's not.
That's fucking gross.
I'll do that all again.
I'm listening, if that helps.
I'll do that all again. Tyler's going right now.
No, that's the continue, Boris. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stomp you so hard. Oh, God. It's so... Do you see this? Are you seeing this?
It looks like someone's leaky nose coming out of the can.
Bro!
No, that's like a string. Why is there a string?
I don't know. It's so viscous.
Eating slash drinking every last ounce of that shit.
That's got to be a mold spore. Oh my god! Or something, right?
What was that? What is the Best Buy on this?
R.I.P. to a real one. Tyler's dying for the tent tonight.
This is straight up. Yeah, I'm sorry, Boris. Now I actually feel like I did have cause to interrupt you. This is like some Peter Parker web ass shit that I'm drinking here. This is Sam Adams Cherry Bomb, 9% ABV, black cherry
beer over here.
Ale. Yeah, it did. I'm honestly scared about this. You saw how viscous it was. Like, that was disgusting.
So the thing is, that pour looks gorgeous. Like I saw what went into it, and so I understand that you're grossed out, but it looks really nice right now.
I was expecting you to hold up something like green or purple or like.
No, it smells like a black cherry. It it looked like nut coming out of there. It looked like that can was just getting a little too excited. A little seepage. But it smells like a black cherry warhead.
Oh, man, I have to put the explicit flag on this one, I think.
Oh, it's... I don't like it. It's so thick. Ugh. Disgusting. I wouldn't know necessarily that it's 9%. Maybe that's because I'm so bothered by the mouthfeel of this. But it's just, it really does kind of remind me of almost like cough medicine. Because, you know, like the cherry flavor and the thickness of it. I mean, it's...
They figured out a great way to cover up the booze, and you're butt hurt about it. I'm kind of with them.
I'm mouth hurt about it. I'm very mouth hurt about it. I'm sorry. I don't even know.
Should we do the second half of Boris introducing his beer now?
My bean has been freaked. My jimmies have been rustled. I'm so sorry.
I think you got most of it. All I was going to say is I've been getting off the IPA train a bit, but this one's pretty good. It's like not too aggressive. It's nice and balanced and still kind of hoppy. So we'll let this dad bod roll.
And Tyler just couldn't let you have that. He took another sip of his beer and made a big "I'm about to throw up now" face.
It's really gross. I was trying to say, because before I noticed the secrets of the ooze I was drinking here, I was going to say what I like about a dad bod is it can just be any kind of bod.
That's right. You know?
All bods. Any bod is a dad bod. Yeah.
I did see a photo online that made me so mad. It was shirtless Henry Cavill, and under it, the caption was a woman saying, "It's not that complicated. All women want is a little bit of muscle, a little bit of body hair, and a little bit of fat. Just do that." And it's like, fucking Henry Cavill, dog. Like,
yeah.
If this is what you're saying, is like that. Someone not trying that hard, just go fuck yourself.
Truly.
Yeah. These unrealistic beauty standards that we have set up for us.
Well, I'm not in that, but everybody's always constantly critiquing my body in the public eye, and I'm sick of it.
I'm with you, buddy. That's why I'm trying to lose weight by drinking Busch Light. Apple.
Oh, we covered this.
Yeah, so yeah. This is kind of funny. The timing of it. This is beer 2 of 2 that J-Balls and Tim insisted I have on the show.
Right, right.
And when we talked about the first of the two, I hadn't heard your episode from before then because you released it 6.5 days late. So I do have a Busch Light fruit guy. It wasn't supposed to be a content beer, but now it is.
Now it is.
And those two clowns say that it's very, very good. And I don't believe them. It smells like apple cider, which is not what I want it to smell like. I want it to smell like apple, but not apple cider.
That's a fine line to walk for an apple beverage.
Yeah, that's just tastes like an apple cider. It tastes like a watered-down apple cider. Because I feel like cider has like a really like rich depth when it's done right. Like even a non-alcoholic cider, I feel like has a specific almost caramel type of quality to it.
Yeah.
Which I don't think an apple light beer should have. I think it should just be light beer with apple, not light beer with apple cider character. This tastes more like a lightweight cider than a lightweight beer to me. So I'm immediately put off of it, but maybe once I agree to the fact that that's what I'm drinking and drink it, I'll like it a little more.
What's the ABV on that bad boy?
Oh, no one wants to know that.
It's like 3.9. No, I'm sure it's 4-something.
4.2.
I'm not seeing it immediately. I will get back to you.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, if it was a high ABV beer, maybe you'd like it by the end, but then I remembered it was a Busch Light Apple. Goddamn. This is really a disgusting beverage. This is going to get one of the lower ratings I've given on this show. Something else that I think is disappointing comes to us from theindependent.com, the Taller Boy. Coors Light unveils massive $30 beer can in time for World Cup. So if you scroll down and look at this thing, it looks like a truly massive beer can. Like the absolute tallest tall boy in the entire world.
Okay, so this image is great. Other than the fact that I suspect it's AI.
It's a great image. And I was like, damn, that's hilarious. Coors can't stop winning with these gimmick products.
2.5 foot long, now my dick feels bigger looking can.
Yeah, big time. You can slap somebody over the head with that. But
Coors spelled with a dozen O's. That's just great. That's great marketing.
But the problem, Samuel, is there's no beer in that. It's a giant koozie. It can hold and chill 3 beers, but it is not actually a beer can.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in.
Tell me more.
I think he's pretending that his internet went out because he doesn't want to talk about it because it sounds so stupid.
I can't load this website without it crashing my computer, so I'm going to rely on you guys to read it to me. But
okay.
So, a while ago, a friend of mine had like a thing that was kind of like a katana sleeve. Like it was like a sleeve that he could stack like beers in and then zip it up, and he would like sling it over his shoulder and like could like bike to the function, and like his beers would be cold when he gets there. And I've been looking for something like that because I think there's a lot of places that I want to bring like 2 to 3 beers to, and I want them to be cold when I get there. And I think this is just goofy as hell, and I think it's kind of funny. But I would actually use something like this.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, look, $30 is a bit much. Especially if it doesn't come with like a handle or a shoulder strap. Give me something to hold on to, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's very much like bait and switch. Like, this looks like they call it the taller boy. Like, it's a huge beer can, and then it's not. And it bugs me.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, it would be, I think you pay $30 for that beer can.
Yeah, if it was full of beer for the novelty, absolutely I would pay $30 for that. I spent $50 on that fucking beer that went to space or whatever.
It's just, it's 10 out of 10 marketing and 1 out of 10 execution, and it makes me so mad.
I would agree.
Yeah, I would be disappointed if I saw it, walked across the store, picked it up, and then was like, oh, there's no beer in here.
They forgot to put beer in it.
But then, of course, it was like, oh, I could slide my own beers in here.
I think you just need, like, a little, like, portable cooler is really all you're looking for.
Yeah. But I did just something about the, like, vertical arrangement of these beers that my friend could just, like, sling it over his back and, like, you know, ride his bike or whatever was pretty nifty.
I would think would get madly shaken up in transit.
No more than like a growler.
Yeah, no more than anything else you're going to do. Throw them in your backpack, throw them in a cooler.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I always liked to just stash booze at the homes of various friends.
Mm.
And like, you like take a really gross Chinese takeout container and put a can of beer in there and put the lid back on. Just leave it in the back of there for a couple weeks. What, Shoop's gonna notice and throw it out? Yeah, right.
I was picturing you like pulling it out of the AC register.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like don't false, tell them all of my secrets.
A false outlet on the wall and you like move it and like pull a beer can.
Cuts a bag of frozen peas in half, puts the beer in there, tapes it back up.
Wait, time out though. How's Shoop doing? I haven't heard.
How should I know?
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, you know, for example, the people I hang out with.
Oh, no, for the people I used to hang out with back when I was fun. You were there, too. Okay. Yeah, this is a very long time ago.
I remember those days.
You just had your arm up. You're looking huge, buddy. Are you going to the gym?
Oh, no, I pay for a filter to look like that on Zoom to intimidate my coworkers.
I'm intimidated. You were looking brawny.
I was jacked at one point in my life. I am no longer
jacked. He was jacked. He was both jacked and cut, which you don't usually get both at the same time.
Sam can attest.
Boris, I've known you for like 10 years at this point.
That's true.
Yeah.
But almost entirely virtually, we met once at Sam's wedding in real life.
That's true.
Yeah, is it weird for you, Boris, that you're Tyler's fourth best friend?
No, that checks out.
Yeah.
I remember giving him a ride home on the Ronald Reagan Highway in Chicago. We made fun of Ronald Reagan. So, you know, we're pretty much bonded for life.
What the fuck was this?
Your wedding, now, bro.
Now, his wedding was not in Chicago.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Well, it was in Naperville, which is the... it's a suburb.
Yeah, sure, whatever. The Chicago, the greater Chicago area.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, then that definitely happened. Yes, that definitely happened. I remember this now. I was just thrown off by the city. I was thrown off by the city.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll
that, I mean, that's better
I'll make
than
sure give Naperville its credit next time.
Then yeah. Jed, who was certain that I had been married in Wisconsin, and was like, "Remember when I was in Wisconsin for your wedding?" And I was like, "That didn't happen. That didn't happen,
brother."
At all.
Brother, he almost flew to Wisconsin. I know I failed with Rainer, but I saved Jed's ass. I saved Jed's ass. He was ready to buy plane tickets to Madison, and I was like, "Dude, no, that's not where we're going."
Just look at the fucking invitation, doggy. It's written on there. It was not complicated.
It was incredible. It was incredible.
I have the stupidest fucking friends, guys.
Yeah, it's so funny because I've never bought a plane ticket without like triple, quadruple checking everything, and then just a fucking mountain of anxiety that I'm like fucking up somehow.
Yeah. Big time.
Such that I can't imagine doing that.
And Jed will live to be 115 years old because he's never been stressed in his whole life because he doesn't know how.
Yeah, it's like some people are just above it all, you know?
Even though he tries, he's trying to kill himself as much as he can, exploding all the parts of his body.
Just like destroying his knees and smoking cigarettes all the time.
The tar is going to keep him together, though.
Hang on, I just heard a big crash upstairs. I will be right back.
All right, we're going to talk shit about you, though. So he muted himself, but he did give us a thumbs up. Yeah. Nah, I like him, though. He's really nice.
I know. What are you gonna say? Like, oh, sorry that you're so like kind and thoughtful.
I think it's lame that it seems like your wife and kid are nice. I don't know either of that well, but they both seem cool.
What a nerd with your put-together work-life balance. Actually, I don't know. He could be stressed all the time. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what he does for work these days. Because I used to ask him, and then every time I asked him, he was working at a new thing, and then kind of got burned out on it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
My dad still calls him my friend that works at DraftKings, even though he worked at DraftKings like 6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I do every time I see one of those gambling app ads. I do think of Boris.
That's funny. That's too bad. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Mitch and how he's the world's dumbest man.
No.
We did like a little bit of a family vacay thing.
Yeah.
And he spent most of the time just in his bedroom in the Airbnb, writhing. He finally found out what was wrong. You want to guess? Any guesses for the illness my dad had?
Wait, is your pops, that was going to be my guess.
Appendicitis was one of my many guesses, but you're both wrong.
Come on, gout.
Gout would be in character, but we don't got gout.
All right, I don't know.
Lyme disease.
Oh no!
Yikes.
That's bad news, actually. That's for real.
He'll be fine. But he felt like shit the whole time we were in the Dells. And then before he flew out, I was like, you should go to the hospital in Madison where it's better. And he did. And they were like, you seem fine. Fly home. And so he flew home and went to see his PCP. And his PCP was like, you know, you have this big-ass, huge bite on you, right?
Yeah.
And it's almost definitely Lyme disease, and it was Lyme disease.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm realizing that sucks. I don't actually know what Lyme disease does. I just know you don't want it, and it comes from ticks.
Yeah, so medically speaking, what it does is it fucks you up, doc.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I don't know. I think there are a whole host of, like, symptoms you can get. Like, I know, like, generalized pain and, like, fatigue are big ones.
Yeah, pain, fatigue, and fever is what he had. It's weird to see someone have a crazy fever and no GI symptoms and no URI symptoms. Just like I'm hot and it hurts, and that's it. Yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah. My friend Kevin's mom has Lyme disease, and it hasn't been great. Like, she has that long Lyme, which some people think isn't real, but I believe it. I believe it's real.
I don't know what long Lyme does. What's Mitch in for?
Like, I don't think it's long. I think it's called, like, chronic Lyme disease, and some people in the medical community, I guess, like, don't recognize it. But and I don't think everybody who gets Lyme disease necessarily gets it, but it's like
so it's like long COVID-esque.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, like you're foggy and like you can't move around too much and shit.
And some people think it's bullshit.
Yeah, but it's definitely not bullshit. But some people think it is. That's all I got. Gross. For you.
Yeah. Is everything okay? You ran upstairs. You didn't put out any fires. Tackle any drunks.
A weird. So basically, my wife dropped her like metal Stanley water bottle and it made a really big noise, but everything's fine. And then at that moment, the robot litter box that we have down here kicked in and it sounded like a vacuum running. And so I thought my wife like broke some glass and was like vacuuming it up and needed like help reining in the toddler or something. So we're all good. But you know, the robot litter box is doing its thing. So
thank God. Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, only one cat will use the robo-litter box. The other one is like, fuck that shit. I will poop on the ground before I use your robo-litter box.
I'm down with that cat.
So, yeah. Fucking clankers. AI, fucking fight the AI, right, Nutmeg?
That's right. Absolutely. Way to go, Nutmeg. Ass. Yeah.
Can't even use modern technology for poops, so dad doesn't have to scoop every day like Larry.
That's why I don't like bidets. I don't know. It's too close. I don't want a robot anywhere near my butt.
Oh, man. Friend of the show, Mary, got me a bidet as a wedding present, and it was
life-changer.
A life-changer, and then about 3 years later, it died and caused huge leaks in my house. And we had a plumber out, and he was like, oh, yeah, you got a really shitty bidet, so it's leaking. Get a good bidet or don't get a bidet at all. And was, like, explaining to me about his great bidet that he has.
Incredible.
But if you want a good bidet, it has to be, like, hooked up to the electric also. And that makes me very afraid, so we just didn't do it. So amen, I just haven't had a clean anus for years.
Mine is not hooked up to the electric, though. It's just like a water pressure powered bidet.
Well, if this one plumber I talked to this one time is to be believed, it will break and it will cause problems for you.
Right.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, I guess. You know who else is having some problems? From jsonline.com, that dude from Minocqua Brewing. Official sees Minocqua Brewing's canned beer amid probe. So this is not the first time we've talked about this guy who lives somewhat near Sam. I guess he...
Where Sam got married.
yep. Sam got married at Minocqua, exactly. He's a left-wing firebrand, I guess. Kind of a douche, but whatever.
I would troll. I think it's okay to say troll. If you're trolling for the good guys, you're still a troll.
Yeah, he's. I mean, I did say he's kind of a douche, but this time it looks like he didn't pay like some $500 tax he was supposed to pay to sell beer that was brewed in Illinois in Wisconsin, and so the feds came and took like all of his canned beer away.
It kind of seems like he probably didn't do this so he could get some attention, so he could yell about some stuff, because he's yelling about a bunch of stuff that's unrelated.
It's true. He sure is. Yeah, like he's yelling about Tony Evers for some reason.
Tony Evers, who is, I'll go on the record as saying, fine. You know, you always want a Democrat to be further left than you are.
Yeah.
But I would say he's further left than most governors.
This is the first time I've thought about the name Tony Evers since he got elected. I was like, oh, good, he won in Wisconsin. That's nice. And then I forgot the man existed.
Honestly, it's a little bit like the best of Joe Biden was when you forgot that Joe Biden. Because just like things were working, so no one was talking about how everything was broken. And Tony Evers has been a little bit like that. Just like the fact that I'm not hearing about Wisconsin politics that much means no one is getting their rights taken away.
Yeah, so, that's like, a good point.
Good job.
Yeah.
Back when the Strait of Hormuz was open.
Don't worry. A deal is going to be signed tomorrow. That's what I hear.
Cannot wait for us to send them a Lucy, shit ton of money to go back to the Lucy's, way it was before we did all
oh
this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dog. How? Okay, so, like, how dumb are the stock markets? Because every other day, Trump says the deal is going to be signed tomorrow, and the stock markets jump up. And then the deal is not signed, and they plunge down. And then he says it's going to be signed again, and they jump up. And it's like...
They have to,
man.
Is Charlie
Brown running the country? What is happening?
No, Charlie Brown is investing.
Yeah, Charlie Brown...
Lucy is running the country.
Yeah. I just don't get it. Like, why... He's claimed that there is going to be a deal signed within the next 24 hours, like 37 times. Like, no joke, 37 times.
Why aren't you out shorting every time he says something?
Because I don't know how that works.
Me neither. But talk to BGL. He'll help you out.
That's fair.
Shorting is complicated. It sucks. No one wants to do it.
Too hard. Like tumbling Bitcoin, I couldn't figure out how to do it. So now I have some random amount of Bitcoin sitting somewhere.
Was that because you wanted to use it to buy drugs?
Yeah, this was during the Pando when I couldn't get drugs anywhere. And I was like, maybe I'll buy it on the dark web. And then I couldn't figure out how to tumble those Bitcoin. So,
man, I'm going to have to figure some shit out too because I'm chomping down on Delta all the time out here, but the farm bill loopholes are getting closed at the end of the year. And if I want to actually enjoy cannabis, I'm going to have to figure out an alternate route. And that alternate route is probably named Zach Nakashian.
Yeah. That sucks. The farm bill loopholes are getting closed. That's too bad. Go ahead, Boris.
I've used the Zach markets before. They're pretty good. This was a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe they're under new ownership, but, you know.
Well, that would have been before it was legal in Illinois. So it must be easier now, you would think.
One would think.
One would hope, yeah. There's probably, I don't know, he might have added, like, some service fees or something.
There's, like, a...
I've been thinking, like, it seems like those gummies are probably good for a long time. Should I just buy a 4-year supply of gummies at the buzzer and just hope it survives me until... Wisconsin gets its shit together.
Yeah, go for it.
They last.
Wisconsin has doesn't even have medical, right? Like no exemptions. Right.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. We'll be the 50th state to legalize.
Yes, that's so whack.
Really?
And so I whack. Might be dead by then. We have better luck of it being federalized. I think
it's because Wisconsin doing it. The liquor industry. They don't want it at all.
Yeah, the Tavern League, they call it. Booze legislation and lobbying.
D&D-ass name.
That's
yeah, true. No, it is dope. I'll give it that. It's the same reason you can't buy beer at a liquor store after 9 p.m. here. Because they want you at the bar.
Is that still a rule? I remember that. That fucking sucked because we'd be like, oh shit, it's like 8:55 and we're like almost out of beer. Better run out. Or like, yeah, it's like 9:15 and we're out of beer.
How it really fucks you up is if you're at a bar that has retail additionally. They have to lock the cooler at 9, but they'll keep selling you beer until close. And it's so obvious what a stupid rule this is, but the law is the law.
Massachusetts' version is that we can't have happy hour. Drinks based on like the time of day or anything like that.
Ladies' nights are illegal too, right?
Yeah. Like there's no discounting liquor like temporarily for any reason, basically. So they can't do like St. Patty's Day, like dollar off Guinness or whatever. Like, some places will do like half off appetizer, like that's kind of happy hour, but and like every time it was like on the ballot this year as like a voter, or last year as like what do they call them? Voter question or voter
referendum?
Initiative. That's the word. And it got shot down by like the public, which I thought was weird because I was like, I thought we were all behind this. Like, we could have happy hour, and it was like, the restaurant industry was like, I don't want to do that. But apparently, a bunch
that,
of people are just
that thinking, feels like somebody marketed well.
Oh yeah,
and
I mean,
didn't
there
have
were
any countermeasures.
There were a lot of like ads that were like, drunk drivers will kill you if you vote for happy hour. It's like, brother, drunk drivers are going to kill me either way. I'm not it's that like, worried about
don't
it.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Just adding especially benefits over here. Stacking bennies.
Especially in a state with like, well, or a city, I guess I should say, with a somewhat functional public transit system that theoretically can get a lot of people home without them driving.
Must be nice.
Truly must be nice.
The reason I moved, buddy.
Man. I was going to say something, but totally forgot. So somebody has to tell me something fun they've been up to.
Well, I was up to something fun.
Tell me about it, stud.
And I wish I could have used public transit. Instead, I've paid cumulatively like $85 in Uber to get to and from a Madison Mallards game.
Quack quack
indeed. So the Mallards are like not, I guess, not really a minor league baseball team because they don't farm up to a pro league. They're just like a semi-pro league in situation. And so they have a promotion called the Duck Blind.
I've heard of the Duck Blind. Yes.
And so you pay for Duck Blind tickets, you get all you can eat food, all you can drink beer.
But it's like obstructed view, right?
Yeah. So I had gone Duck Blind once before, had a couple of beers and a couple of brats waiting for the game to start. And then it got rained out and they sent everybody home. And I guess we had been there technically long enough that we were considered to have like been able to eat and drink our fill, so it just like sucked. But this time I actually got to see the game. It's a terrible seats, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be. It's basically like you're in right field, but not high up. You're like too low in right field. Like I think the fence to like hit a home run was above us somehow. But I did get to see some bases ball, and I just love live sports. Like, I don't have to care at all to get invested in live sports if I'm actually there. So that was a lot of fun. Ate a bunch of brats, drank some beers, had a specialty brat. What do you guys think about a Bloody Mary flavored brat?
No, I'm out. I don't even like Bloody Mary flavored Bloody Marys, so I'm done.
Okay, so what do you got to get in there? You got to get, like, tomato in there somehow?
It's just tomato and spicy.
Tomato and spicy? I'm into it. I don't know. That's, like, a brat with tomato sauce. That's, like, halfway to a good sub. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I guess the other thing that happened at this, and then we can be done talking about me forever... I had this weird, like, psychic moment talking to, for fucking no reason, Alan couldn't make it. Both of Alan's siblings came, which is bizarre. We were talking to Alan's sister for, I think, maybe the second time of my life, and we were talking about, I don't remember why, Cool Runnings. And we were talking about who was in Cool Runnings. So, like, John Candy, he's the guy from Cool Runnings. And this woman was like, but who's the other guy? Who's the other guy? Who's the one guy who's in it? Who's the one guy? Who's the black guy who's in Cool Runnings? And like, well, the whole thing is that it's like, there's a bobsled team. So there's black guys in it. But who's the famous black guy in Cool Runnings? And I was like, okay, so... are you thinking of Cuba Gooding Jr.? And she was like, yes! And I was like, you're thinking of the movie Snow Dogs.
Oh, no!
And she was like, yes! And, like, the fact that I called that, I was like...
oh, my God.
What, like, I feel like I... should be able to make money off of this ability, but I don't know how.
That's how I feel when my dogs. When my toddler just walks up to someone and is like, blah, 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 and I'm like, oh, she wants to tell you about, like, how she put on her favorite t-shirt this morning.
She's trying to order fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah, you just, like, know, like, you've been on their wavelength for a long time, and you know their weird little, like, and you just hit that interpretation half-court
shot. The best is when you can interpret for the spouse, and you're like, that's right, I'm a better parent than you.
Yeah.
I get this. I'm right there with you guys. Speaking of movies that I haven't thought of in a while, I watched Fievel and American Tail and Fievel Goes West
the other day. We talked about that at the baseball game, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, those movies are very weird, which I didn't remember. But they are very, very odd.
My wife specifically tried to get our kid into mouse cinema recently, so we did a couple of we did like The Great Detective or The Great
Mouse Detective.
And
how about Stuart Little?
What's the other one? Rescuers. Yes. So we did Rescuers.
Man, and the Rescuers Down Under scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Rescuers is incredible to me because it is a parallel universe where there is a mouse UN underneath the actual human UN, and turn mice from every country there.
You're saying it's a parallel universe, like you've been under the UN. Like, don't talk about shit you haven't actually experienced, dude. You sound fucking ignorant.
I think that's a mouse. I think that's a mouse movie trope because in Fievel, the main characters are the Myskowitzes, and they live in the house of the Moskowitzes. So I think this is just something that mice do.
In real life.
Yeah.
I was quickly trying to think of what the names of the mice would be in the families of the three of us who live in our houses. I didn't get anything good.
No.
But, yeah, it's like the parallel universes that they set up. So then the Great Mouse Detective is like Sherlock Holmes' mouse who in Sherlock Holmes' house and solves mysteries. So I like the idea that every person has like a mouse living in their house that is like a tiny version of them.
Yeah, it's kind of like us, but with mice.
Like, is there a tiny little mouse Bruise Day Tuesday podcast happening right now that they're like drinking their tiny little mouse?
They're drinking out of little thimbles.
Yeah, they're drinking. Yeah,
that's cute. I hope so.
Taking a bunch of shits all over my basement. Adorable.
Yeah, there's like a scene where they have to like pull open my fridge door and like put their back up and like roll it out with legs and it like rolls down the kitchen and then they like poke a hole
that
in
was
it and they like
the
it.
Most animated I've ever seen Boris.
I know. It's a shame we're the only podcast left that doesn't release video because that was a pretty good act out.
I get into it. I get excited by mouse cinema. What can I say?
Well,
I'm just like directly underneath me is the foundation of my house. So if there's mice down there, it says really bad things about the construction of my house. And also we've had some flooding problems in the past. That's not good for me.
Could be the mice.
No, I'm panicked.
Could be the mice.
They're going to die down there.
Yeah, well, they've got their own problems. They've got tiny little mouse floods happening.
Well, in Ratatouille, they're able to make like mouse little boats. They have like emergency boats ready to go in Ratatouille that they can float down the sewer system in.
I think you should add Fievel in because the movies are like 61 minutes or something like
that. Yeah, it's on the list for sure.
Yeah.
I just need my daughter to grow up thinking that there really are parallel mouse universes because it's dominating her cinema.
Samuel, you were saying something and then I cut you off.
Oh, I was going to talk about Ratatouille, but we're past it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Nobody likes Ratatouille. Except everybody. It was a hugely successful movie.
Rules.
Yeah. Maybe our last article also rules. I don't know. It's from Fox News, which, of course, is my favorite news source. Scottish fans drank every beer on their plane before landing in Boston ahead of World Cup opener. It's the World Cup, you guys. It's happening every 4 years. This is the fourth year. And we're hosting, I guess, for some reason. But the Scots didn't let any of that keep them down. A whole Scottish team flew over from Scotland to see their World Cup opener in Boston, and they drank the plane dry on the way over, which is pretty impressive.
Okay, it is, but also I think that's probably like a beer a person. Like, how much beer does a plane actually in a tiny little car? Like, I really don't think. So I've been on a plane that sold out of beer, actually. I was in...
Have you?
Yes, it was like a European, like, puddle jumper plane, I think. Like,
well, okay, that's a little bit different then. This is like a transatlantic flight, Boris.
Yeah, but still, like, I don't think they stock that much beer. Like, I think they probably account for, like, a beer every 10 people. Like, how many people actually get a beer on a flight?
Mm. It must be more than a beer every 10 people. How many people are on that flight? 300, something like that? Think they only got a 30 rack back there?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's also wine and, like, the mixed drinks, and people get the little can of fucking tomato juice and vodka, the Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't think that many people get a beer on an airplane.
Tyler, you should be the next DB Cooper, but instead of extracting money, you just extract information about, like, what type of shit they got around and report back.
And then disappear forever. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, I see where you're coming from, Sam. I don't know what I did wrong here, but I get that I've hurt you. No, fuck that. Parachuting? Fuck that.
Fuck that.
But as your local Boston correspondent, apparently these guys are everywhere. I haven't seen them because I don't go into the city, really.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them yet, but apparently, yeah, if you walk around downtown Boston, it's just all dudes in kilts getting ready for...
That's kind of cool. It's kind of rad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. Add a little flair to our city every now and then.
Go ahead.
Are you guys familiar with the cop slide in Boston?
Nope.
So they built, like, a public park and put in this, like, giant metal slide.
Oh, and that fucked that dude up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a video of a cop going... He was going down this metal slide, but he came, like, shooting out the bottom upside down. And, like, his gun went flying, and, like, it was, like...
He, like, got a head injury or some shit, yeah.
Yeah, dude, like, got fucked up by this slide.
It was just, like... Awesome.
It's just, like, in a public park downtown. Like, anyone can just walk up. And so, Scottish...
And just, like, the way the slide is built is dangerous?
Yeah.
If you look at it, like, I've walked past it and looked at it and been like, ooh, I don't know if I would, like, go down that. That looks scary.
Yeah, it's just not... It's not built to safety standards. But it knocked this cop the fuck out, so nobody wants to take it down.
Yeah, fuck this cop up. I will send you a clip after the show. There was a post on the Boston Reddit of a guy in a kilt playing the bagpipe going down the slide, and that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. FIFA's World Cup.
I like the World Cup. I just think it's you know, FIFA sucks. Sepp Blatter is going to hell. I think it's weird that they, and I know it was probably decided like 20 years ago, but they're like, we're going to come to the U.S., a country that traditionally really has no love for football. We're going to do it during America 250, where they've already got other shit going on.
They should have been able to do that math. Like, they couldn't have known about Trump, but they knew that it would be 250.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems very silly. Just seems very silly.
Yeah. I do kind of enjoy... Well, I like the idea of, like, these things getting spread out over, like, several cities and three countries to build a slave labor in the middle of the desert like they did last time. You know, it's like every city can kind of use its existing infrastructure.
That's true. I mean, that's true. But I think they should just build, like, Arena City. Olympic City, you know, and it's just the one place they go every time, and they just do
every
all the events
there.
Is
here.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's but like, then
yeah,
imagine
it's like a demilitarized zone.
Right.
Imagine how many bribes are going to go into that one decision getting made.
Oh yeah.
I'd rather they do, if I'm not mistaken, Eurovision rules where the winning country hosts the next year. Or I guess for FIFA, it'd be 4 years later. But, like, then at least there's some stakes.
That's kind of cool.
Except Eurovision has shown that they have no understanding of rules or language because they allow Israel into their competition, which is
not Europe. I don't get that either. I don't get that either. And like, yeah, not even for political reasons, but it's just not Europe. It's just not in Europe.
I don't know how to explain Eurovision.
I think they should let Canada, Australia, and New Zealand into Eurovision.
So anybody in the Commonwealth can be in.
any state established by Britain.
Any of those countries. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. I do know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
If you've been invaded by England, you may
be
in
the personally wronged by the English Empire. Yeah, exactly.
No, because the US was, and I don't think the US should be allowed in.
Oh, I think US should be in. I think we should be winning it every time. Fuck their Eurovision. Go stomp on their asses.
Hell yeah.
We've got Taylor Swift to kill them all.
We've got one thing, and it's like the entertainment industry. Like, that's our only thing left.
True.
We need to flex it.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, it's been pretty depressing. I'm glad we're celebrating the 250th year of America in a time where it feels like everything is dying. It's pretty sick, you guys. I love it.
Mm-hmm. We're all having a good time.
We're all having a good time.
So we're going to right now.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I'm also having a really good time with this thick-ass beer I've been drinking. I need to force down a few more, I don't even know what, like, pelletfuls of this stuff. So, Boris, why don't you go first?
Sure. I had Lamplighter Brewing Company's Dad Bod India Pale Ale, 7% ABV. You interrupted very rudely, I might add, my reading of the kind of the tasting notes here. I like this beer. I kind of want to see if it matches the tasting notes, though. So bright citrus leads to earthy and herbal undertones. Yeah, I'll give it to them. Unique bouquet of tropical fruit, melon, and cedar. I'm not sure I get cedar out of this. But anyways, I did like this beer. As I've said, I'm not a big IPA fan anymore, but this one was pretty drinkable in my opinion. Nice and hoppy, well balanced. I do get the earthiness. I think that is coming through. I'll give it a 7. I'll give it its ABV. I enjoyed this. I'd recommend this to dads everywhere because I think it's Father's Day next Sunday. Call your dads. Give them a dad bod.
Whoopsie.
Oh, shit.
Whoopsie.
Oh, no, that's the one. That's the one we don't have to do anything, Sam.
Okay, all right. I had Sam Adams Cherry Bomb, and it was 9% ABV, and it was disgusting. Truly a foul beverage that I hope never to come across again. Thick like birch beer, which I do not enjoy. Very kind of like cherry cordial candy kind of taste. I mean, I guess the 9% was good, but it was like, you know, you couldn't taste it because it was clouded out by all the other foul things going on. So I'm going to give this a 2 and recommend it to, like just real alcoholics who, you know, don't mind taking like a shot full of Listerine or anything like that. Cause this is a hard way to get your drunk on, in my opinion. Samuel.
This is the opposite. This would be a really easy way to get you drunk on. This is Busch Light Apple. And I still do think that it's as though you just did a 50-50 mix of C- apple cider and Busch Light. But that results in a pretty drinkable beverage.
C- I feel is like still I passing.
I could drink 20 of these and not notice somehow. Just like piss constantly. Not stop drinking it. I'm going to dial down the center with a 5.5. Because I do think it's doing exactly what it wants to do, but the ceiling on that is quite low. Sorry to Tim and J-Balls, who I think thought I was going to give this an 8. but it is Busch Light Apple. So there's that.
Yeah, come on, you guys. Like, keep your expectations in the real world.
Wait, so they were trying to trap you and be like, we like this beer a lot, and you will too, but I have to trick you into drinking it. like a green eggs and ham situation?
Well, no. So they watched my dogs while I was out of town and gave me some beers and were like, bring these on the show. So obviously I'm going to do that.
Yeah, fair.
And they said both of them are really good. And the one I had last week was a pickle beer that I liked a lot. And this one, I don't know. I think it's perfect at what it is. And what it is just upsetting.
Well, at least it wasn't super thick like mine. Of course, I'm talking about our penises. Boris, thank you so much for being on.
You're welcome. It was. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Sam, you as well. Do you know what you're drinking next week?
I got to get back to bottles. I got to get back to work. I had a couple weeks off in Cantown. I got to get back to work.
Can't wait to get back to that content. And listener, if you want to let us know what your mouse avatar is doing, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewstues.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let the best keep it on. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Squeak, squeak.
Squeak, my mouth. Squeak. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
My mouse saying goodbye.
Yeah.
So it would be inappropriate for me to say my mouse is the mouse from Mouse.
I don't think you can do that.
No. Damn.
No. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, my
how about the? Sorry, you can go. I have to talk to Tyler about mice some more.
But I kind of want to hear this. All right, I'm listening.
So there's Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, but like most of them were mice, right? Mice and rats.
Yeah.
There was. Am I remembering this correctly? That there was. Like one, like the leader mouse was a fat ass dipshit named Monterey Jack, who just wanted to eat cheese all the time.
Yeah, yeah, he was. I think he was a pilot. I don't know if he was a leader, but he had like a pilot thing on, and he was just real, real big. Yeah,
yeah, that one. He's me.
Yes,
it me. Okay. I that.
I like it. I'm into it. Okay, cool. All righty.